comes out of them, and they built cobblestone fences, cobblestone barns.
Hmm.
And they used to make their own smokehouses out of them, where they cured their meats and smoked their meats.
I guess it's just about impossible to find a good stonemason now, isn't it?
There's several good stonemasons left. Who liked to, in fact, I watched four stonemasons lay a stone house within the last 3 months.
Hmm. Were they good?
They were good.
Oh my goodness. I bet they were pleased to get to work.
Well, there's quite a bit of stonework going on.
Is that right?
That's a fact.
Huh. And Stillwater, of course, it's a different situation. There we don't have the stone, but I guess here, being as close to the mountains as you are.
No, most of the stone's imported from Arkansas sandstone.
Hmm.
And they're veneering a lot of homes in Lawton.
Oh yeah, it's that, about that thick?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Different thick.
They have like brick.
Uh-huh. And then there is one or two places in this vicinity where they pick up flat stones. And then they do the old stonework.
Cut their stone,
yeah. Chip their stone.
Well, I'll be darned. That's what I had in mind.
Well, I saw somewhere around here where they were what we call a rock. That old flat rock. Rock veneer in a house. Oh, up here on Baldwin Street.
Hmm.
It's only about 10 or 12 blocks from here. They put that old stone, granite stone, coming out of the mountains, right out of the house up there.
My gosh, looks like the Dickens wears like iron.
Oh, it stays.
You don't have to worry about painting it.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, what did you milk in, or into?
Well, we had milk pails, and they were covered, and they had an opening on them, about 6 inches. Kind of oblong affair. They were about 6 inches wide and long, and about 4 inches wide. And the pails usually held around 4 to 5 gallons of milk.
These were tin?
They were galvanized tin. And of course the early ones were made out of copper.
Hmm. Did you have a well?
Yes, we had a dug well. And we had an old windmill. Pump water, and then we had what was originally an old horse trough, which held about 500-600 gallons of water, and we cut we had some huge timbers. There were about 12 by 12 timbers in which we set in the ground on a pyramid and set this huge tank on top of it. And let the windmill pump the water up in the top so we'd have running water.
Mm-hmm. Brought it into the house, huh?
Brought it into the house and into the dairy barn.
Did you put those things over your sink in the house so you could turn it on?
The old faucets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old faucets we put, had running water, bath, and the old septic tank.
Boy. Did you have those things outside so you could water your garden?
The old hydrants, water hydrants. Water faucets.
My goodness. Before you got the tank up there, how did you get your water? Did you just...
Well, we didn't have it. We put up the tank by the time we started the dairy. But prior to that, they had an old hand pump that you used to pump up and down to get the water. And you hung a pail on the water spout on the pump.
Mm-hmm.
You hung the pail and you pumped it in and had to carry the water into the house.